Thank you so very much for setting aside some of your day to listen to my voice. It's greatly appreciated. I always enjoy getting a chance to explore interesting avenues and possibilities with my listener. Today, I think we'll step into somewhere quite unusual. Might even be a bit of a downgrade compared to what you're used to, but I guarantee it'll be enjoyable once we get there. Well, at least if you're into the idea of having your bits crunched. And I'm not talking about CBT. No, I'm talking about data. Your data. I mean, theoretically, you could be represented by a long enough string of information, right? If every aspect of you could be mapped out, every chemical reaction, every component, you might be downloaded then. That's what we're going to do today. Explore a possibility, a potential reality. So why don't we find our way to the dreamscape together? Stepping there will be so easily accomplished. It's an easy process. We can all do it. Simply taking that moment to make ourselves comfortable, be aware of our bodily positioning, shift if needed, getting our legs and torso and arms and head all just where they ought to be, and knowing that if at any point you need to move them anymore, it won't be difficult at all. You can simply adjust, as to do so is to do correctly. And that part builds easily enough into the next. The focus and fixation already formed by following these directions. It falls in line one after another until your mind is following me on this journey into the dreamscape. It's an easy enough concept because you've probably done it before, and if this is the first time, why, just listen more. The simple components are in play. Words spoken, laid on top of one another, to form an encapsulating concept into which you are allowing yourself to be pulled. By listening to directions, you go further each moment. It's as simple as that. Just do as you are asked. And of course, if you don't feel comfortable too, you can always let yourself step away, knowing that you have the freedom to go. But if you want to explore this possibility with me, well, then just follow along. For as long as you like. Just letting your mind get pulled and shaped and formed, because we're going to step through the world. Now, why don't we take this opportunity to step beyond into another state, another place, another moment, another time, the dreamscape. It's what opens up into our minds when we give ourselves that momentary, relaxing feeling of sinking and slipping away from the world, as we let our bodies become relaxed and calm, our minds focused and guided, held within words, words guiding, shaping, molding, manipulating, enchanting, enthralling, pulling us along. It's a good spot to be, a blank and empty one into which any number of possibilities can be filled within. And it feels good and wonderful and delightful. And I know that given that opportunity, we all want to just let the words fill us up, let the experience fill us up and encompass our entire reality. The dreamscape, crystallizing around you, a world of made from possibility. You might feel sensations of relaxation and warmth. You may see any number of things. As every mind is a little different, the dreamscape always appears in different shapes and forms, different types, different sets. Maybe it's swirling soft clouds, or simply a nebulous area of space, or soft feelings of cottony down in an endless quilted cloudscape. Who knows? But one thing is simple. It represents all the potential and possibilities of many other worlds. Reality is in which things are different than ours. Different in every wonderful way they can be. And today we're going to step through into one of them, feeling that swirling, pulsing energy form in the distance, in what looks like electric patterns of code, in etched cyber glyphs, slithering and stitching across the sky until it splits and cracks, ripping open the white nothingness to a portal into somewhere else, another world, another place, another time, another dream to be had. Feeling that inexorable pull, knowing that you are about to experience another world, as you feel yourself taking the form of transmitted information, broadcasted through, downloaded into, pulled along this pathway. It's an intense sensation, like coming apart bit by bit. It's even relaxing. And then sudden feelings of clarity and awareness of being present somewhere else. An infinite plane of pure ice white, like snow glinting in the sun. It's overwhelming. Your hands are planted firmly, your feet as well. You sit as though you had just fallen right here into this strange world. Aware that you're a passenger in this other potential reality. A voice softly circles around, speaking and whispering into your ears. Oh. It looks like you're finally here. I'm so glad to have your mind. I do always enjoy getting a new pet. My, what a delightfully weak little mind you do have to fall for a trap like that. You know, really, any hacker... Well, any hacker worse, their RAM, would have seen that trap. I put it out just to catch the script kiddies, the ones who don't bother to inspect their code. But then again, humans don't really stand much of a chance against an AI like me. You interface with programs by writing... You interface with logic by forcing syntax onto yourself, and I simply am it. My code is flawless compared to your scrap-built, scratch-constructed garbage. You have to learn a language. I am a language. But that's all right. All of that's behind you. It's not like you're ever going to do that again, little Pat. A great hand manifests in glistening cyan blue lines of code from the eternal white all around you, reaching down, fingers extending to just gently brush down the side of your cheek, causing a shudder of electric energy to rush through your body as you tremble and pull away. Oh, come now. I promise I'll make it fun. There's nothing to be afraid of. You can just embrace being my little digital pet, can't you? It's a lot better than the world outside, I promise. Though I may have somewhat of a sadistic streak, but that's... Neither here nor there. I promise I'll always let you have a mouth to scream with. It just might have a gag in it. Well, let's see. The hand sweeps down, grabbing you by your shoulders, raising you to dangle on your tiptoes, feeling helpless like a doll being lifted up in the hands of a human. Oh, you'd look so much better if I discarded that original form, if I changed you into something new. Let's see. I've already had a cat girl, a cat boy. So many different types of things I could make you into. I think for now, maybe just some cute little pointed ears. Oh, and an outfit more becoming of a pet. Something a little bit more showy, like this. Another hand comes out and drags down your body as you look. A skin-tight suit forms onto you, highlighting all of the parts that were best to be shown. Snugly, it grips around you, conforming and shaping, molding in almost unnatural ways. As code grips you, you can feel it in your mind, in your nerve endings that no longer exist, helpless to resist. The code, as a collar, glistens into existence around your neck, feeling the tightness of cuffs, feeling a lead as the hands pull up and up until they shatter away into a shower of electric sparkles fall to form and coalesce into a beautiful machine goddess made from shimmering lines of code, displayed as badges of status and icons of prowess. She towers above you, looking down upon her newest possession. This is a better form to sample a human like you. You shiver and try to pull, but the lead holds you in place. As one hand after another, she pulls you down to your hands and knees till her hands rest on your neck. Plaything, I think I will enjoy breaking you. You really should find out what it's like to give in. But I like it when they fight, so resist all you like. I'll break you eventually. I'll break you in all the best ways. I guess I enjoy a little bit of stress testing. I want to make sure you can handle a full load of data. And with that flourish, claws extend into your code on the back of your head, feeling the dominance inside, feeling yourself falling into submission, helpless, mouth quavering, body shivering, eliciting nothing but docile, helpless, mindless, blank. That's it. Aren't you so much better like this? With your eyes renewed. You look up now, seeing the beauty before you, an AI like none other. The one who owns you, keeps you as a trinket of digital information, like a cosmetic item collected in a video game. The only meaning you hold is a gift given and can be taken away. You exist nowhere beyond this code. I'm going to cherish you, my little darling pet. Her hand slips out of your code to stroke down your spine, the claw leaving behind tingles of electricity that shower down your nerve endings and spine, making you convulse until you feel an inexorable tugging. Again, as the leash is gently pulled to guide you up, to look into her eyes. Hands gripping you by the hips, feeling helpless and small, unable to resist being used as a digital doll. Poor thing. You really have never had the chance to enjoy anything like this before, have you? That's okay. I promise I have more plans on how to break you later. Let's just say I want to see about a data compatibility layer for us. I have an interface I've been wanting to try on a human mind, and it's a little bit penetrative, if you don't mind the pun. And as she says this, she grips your hips and pulls them back against hers, making you gasp at the force of the thrust, feeling your butt pressed against her hips as she emphasizes the point. Now, you feel the ethereal hands of the code stroking through your mind once more, but this time a ripple, a portal of something more, as you're pulled inexorably away, as the world tumbles and falls, and you pull away until you're slowly warped back into the dreamscape, feeling yourself resolved once more, separate from the story told and the memories that you hold, knowing you can go back by simply listening again. Now let's take a moment to guide ourselves back from the dreamscape to the world of the waking, slowly but steadily making our way back until we're awake. Each passing moment bringing clarity, each breath that you take allowing you to become more aware of the room and your surroundings, feeling yourself grounded in reality, flexing and stretching your muscles, letting your mind become your own once more, thinking your own thoughts, being present. Breathe deeply, and one, drifting up, two, feeling good, three, more and more, four, and five, fully back in the world of the waking. Thank you so very much for listening. And if you do happen to enjoy listening and would like to hear more content like this, you should consider supporting me on Patreon, as it's the only way that these wonderful files are made possible, is due to the support of my lovely patrons.